I'm Mark Wunderlich, the acting director of the University of Arizona Poetry Center, and I want to thank you all for coming here tonight. I have a few announcements. First, I would like to announce the winners of the 1996 Poetry Center Student Writing Awards, presented in collaboration with the Academy of American Poets and the Student Activities Board. First prize goes to Anthony Madrid, followed by Luke Shanahan, Matt Copeland, Chris Weidenbach, and Hope Vilsick-Greenwell. And winners were chosen by the poet Aga Shahed Ali, and I want to congratulate those winners and let you all know that you can hear these poets reading from their work at our annual awards reading, which will take place here in Modern Languages on April 3rd. Yes. The next reading in our series will be the poet Pat Mora, and will take place next Wednesday, March 27th at 8 p.m. That event is co-sponsored by the Academy of American Poets. In conjunction with Pat's reading on Tuesday, March 26th, in the Modern Languages Auditorium, the Women's Studies program will be screening the film The Desert Is No Lady, which features Southwestern women writers, including Pat Mora. And for more information on that screening, you can call the Women's Studies program. Copies of Terry Tempest Williams' book are for sale in the lobby, compliments of ASUA Bookstore, and they are available at a 10% discount. Terry will be unable to sign books after the reading, but there are a limited number of signed copies available for sale, and those are for sale on a first-come, first-served basis. This reading was made possible by grant support from the University of Arizona Foundation and the Arizona Commission on the Arts. Terry Tempest Williams is the author of 5 books of nonfiction, the most recent of which is Desert Quartet, an erotic landscape, issued by Pantheon in 1995. Her other books include An Unspoken Hunger, Refuge, An Unnatural History of Family and Place, Coyote's Canyon, and Pieces of White Shell, A Journey to Navajo Land. Williams was identified by Newsweek as someone who will make, quote, a considerable impact on the political, economic, and environmental issues facing the Western states in this decade. She is the recipient of a Lannan Fellowship in Creative Nonfiction and was chosen by the Utney Reader as a visionary, one of the, quote, Utney 100 who could change your life. She is naturalist in residence at the Utah Museum of Natural History in Salt Lake City. In a letter written to a friend in the 1870s, Emily Dickinson wrote, quote, nature is a haunted house, while art is a house trying to be haunted. These lines link for the reader the realms of nature and art, indicating what separates them, but illustrating that both art and nature are haunted, possessing at their center a spirit. Over 100 years later, Terry Tempest Williams has written 5 books whose poetic prose blurs the distinctions imposed upon the personal, political, spiritual, and aesthetic realms of the psyche, stressing for her readers that there is no distinction between exterior and interior landscapes, that these borders are fluid, not fixed. Dickinson's poetry about the natural world is remarkable for its keen eye and naturalist's tools of observation. Dickinson studied the natural sciences throughout her lifetime, and the same is true of Williams. She is among our finest naturalist writers, from Emerson and Thoreau to Aldo Leopold, Rachel Carson, and Edward Abbey, articulating that which does not easily transform itself into language and helping us remember what we, through confusion or ignorance or pain, may have forgotten. In her book Refuge, An Unnatural History of Family and Place, Williams writes, and I quote, if the desert is holy, it is because it is a forgotten place that allows us to remember the sacred. Perhaps that is why every pilgrimage to the desert is a pilgrimage to the self. There is no place to hide, and so we are found. It is my great pleasure to introduce Terry Tempest Williams.